You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio.
It is a fantasy here on ESPN's Fantasy Football Marathon on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. You can get ready for the season with ESPN's Fantasy Football. That's right. Sign up at ESPN.com/FFL or download the ESPN Fantasy app. It's both fun, easy, and ready to play. Matt Jones and Myron Metcalf filling in. I keep checking, Myron, you know, see what people are thinking, right? Because people are saying things about our show this morning.
What are they saying?
Jason says, why can't you guys put different people on this show? Why does it have to be two people who look like they just woke up? You know what? We look good this morning. Myron, yeah. Myron put on makeup. This is just my regular glow.
Powder?
Like why you got to be like that, Jason? I don't feel like that's very nice. I will say I like this one. One person writes, Matt and Myron, thank you for making my workout entertaining. This is Sean, by the way. I'm very happy about the early mornings. You all are great. So there you go. So hey, it gets half and half, Myron. You get the haters, you get the lovers. It's fine.
So Pat is accusing you of just making up comments and names. Is that?
Wait a minute. Hang on. Are you really accusing me of that, Pat? Making up comments and I'm reading them right for. It's like some of you use expletive words in your things that I cannot say. So if you want to be read, you can't have names that are like beep 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 number beep. I can't do that, Pat.
Whoa,
and I'm trying to help people.
That's a lot of cuss words. Somebody has a beep 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 beep
number beep. Three beeps,
beep, beep, and then like Larry.
Three, it's like Morse code. Three beeps, a number, and a beep. So, Pat, don't accuse me of making up comments.
I just got a tweet from Steve84 that said, best producing in the history of ESPN Radio.
Okay, stop.
Steve's pretty good. Steve. Thanks, Steve.
I appreciate you, Steve.
I don't think Steve.
Are people talking about my dancing yet, though? Is anybody saying anything?
No one has said that. Let me just say, I had a moment that I do need to note. This is not a plug, okay, folks? I'm just telling you what I like. Nerd Gummy Clusters, which I'm holding up here, are the best candy that's ever existed. Have you ever had it, Myron? Have you ever had this candy?
I have not, but this definitely feels like a plug.
It's not. I promise you it's not a plug. That would be against the rules. It's not a plug. They've never they've never paid me a dollar. It's nothing. It's great. But during the break,
that's what they all say, but yep.
I was eating it, and it takes a little while because it's chewy. It's like gummy bears, right? And then I started hearing the music and hearing that you're dancing. And I had all these gummy clusters in my mouth, and I had to spit them out, and they are now laying on my desk.
Ain't it a little too early to be eating candy, though?
But see, I got to wake up, all right? Some people like coffee. I'm not a coffee guy, so I eat. First of all, when's it too early to eat candy? What's wrong with eating candy?
Probably about 7:03 in the morning.
I feel
how
like
do you wake up on candy, though. Like, what?
Are you eating Doritos in the morning, too? To know what the diet is in the morning.
I just had nachos, if that's okay with you. You know, what's wrong with that?
A little bit of tea, a croissant, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Breakfast nachos or just regular nachos?
You know, there used to be a time in this country where we would eat like eggs and sausage and bacon, and that's how you got up in the morning. And now you have croissants. It's a little different. I'm just saying.
Did you just do there used to be a time in this country over breakfast? Did you just do that? Like, you know, America was doing really well.
That's right.
Where a man can get a couple of eggs and a side of toast.
Some grizzle, and then you could start your day. Well, I'm starting my day with the happiness.
Can't even find it anymore.
All right, that's enough from you all. I'm starting the day with the biggest news, which is the story about Dalvin Cook. He is now going to the Jets after having been in Minnesota. Rich Cimini, ESPN's NFL Nation Jets reporter, was on Freddie and Fitzsimmons, and he says he was surprised about the news.
Joe Douglas is usually a pretty hardline GM over the last few years. We've seen that. You know, that 8.6 is including incentives. It's really a $7 million base deal, which is still a pretty good deal for a 28-year-old running back who's still on the market in the middle of August. I thought, you know, that was a pretty steep price to pay, but I think it underscores the sense of urgency that they feel in the building right now because of the Aaron Rodgers acquisition, because of the feeling that the championship window is probably a year or two. The Jets are just, it's like a new way of doing business right now. A year or two ago, there's no way Joe Douglas would have made this move, but he extends himself to go for the $7 million to bring in a running back. This tells me maybe Breece Hall isn't as far along as we think he is.
So during the break, I looked up and I said to you that in modern years, I kind of think 7 to 8 years is the window. And if you look at it, great running backs can have a really good seventh year, a decent eighth year, and then it is almost like in year eight it drops off a cliff. All right, so this is his seventh year. He's been hurt a little bit, which both goes against you but also says, Myron, you haven't taken the hit you would have if you've been healthy every single year. So I think you can make a really good case that they can get 2 good years out of Dalvin Cook. If that's the case, for the money they signed him for, I do like this get for the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, it's an explosive running back, a guy who's had 4 consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. I mean, last year it wasn't even a great year for Dalvin Cook. Still went over 1,000 yards. I believe the Jets have had 1,000-yard rushers since 2012. So I think he adds a component that they've lacked. Breece Hall coming off the injury, the ACL. When will he get healthy? Remember, Dalvin Cook has shoulder surgery, so he has to get ready to practice as well. But I think it's a boost for a team that's just going for it. They want to win a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers didn't take a $35 million pay cut to take a step back. He wanted to add guys like Dalvin Cook. And I think this is kind of what you do if the idea is we have a 1 or 2 year window with Aaron Rodgers to try to win a Super Bowl, Matt. It makes sense to me. I just don't think in this era a high-priced running back, an elite running back, is the difference maker that it once was.
I don't think it's a difference maker, but I also don't think that's a crazy price to go $7 to $8 million dollars for a guy like that. I mean, if you tell me I get Dalvin Cook at his peak or just below his peak for $7 or $8 million, I'm going to take it. You know, Aaron Rodgers adjusted his contract. Maybe this is kind of part of what the adjustment was for a little bit. Is this signing? I don't think it makes the difference, but I do think it matters. I mean, if you have absolutely no running game, then you're going to be asking Aaron Rodgers to do a lot. And I also think it's worth noting the teams that don't run the ball a lot or successfully who are great have quarterbacks who can do it themselves, whether it's Mahomes or Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts. That's not Aaron Rodgers. So I do think, Myron, the kind of idea – we're turning into a time where there isn't a great quarterback that doesn't also run. Look at the four guys that got picked. All four of those guys can run. But Aaron Rodgers is kind of the last of a generation that's not going to do it. And if you have that kind of guy, Myron, I think it makes sense that Dalvin Cook is more necessary than he would be for one of these other teams.
Yeah, it gives you another offensive playmaker. I think that's what Dalvin Cook is. He's a dude who can break out the field and, you know, make big things happen, like Garrett Wilson, who's your offensive rookie of the year. Aaron Rodgers, if they can get him back to playing like the 2-time MVP he was a couple of years ago. And if you combine that, Matt, with a defense led by Quinnen Williams, Sauce Gardner, that could be the best defense in the NFL, you have something, right? You have a very, very tough division. The AFC East might be the toughest division because I think Buffalo and Miami will be very good. And even if the Patriots aren't good, bad for them is still 500 football. So I understand why you're kind of going for it. But when people say, you know, Joe Douglas, why would you make this move? First, I think Aaron Rodgers is the real GM right now, calling shots. He brings in Randall Cobb, Alan Lazard, who was his wide receiver in Green Bay. Nathaniel Hackett gets fired in Denver. He's now the offensive coordinator because he's Rodgers' buddy. But this also elevates the expectation for a Joe Douglas, a Robert Saleh. These guys add a Dalvin Cook because they don't want to get fired. The problem with expectations is if you meet them, everybody loves you. And if you don't, people lose their jobs. And I think that's, to me, what the Jets realize right now.
We're
going
to have plenty of time to talk about the Jets all year and forever. And
you think we'll talk about them a lot?
I guarantee you Aaron Rodgers won't shut up about it. Let me ask you about Minnesota. Lose Dalvin Cook. That's a guy who was a keystone of that franchise for the last few years. Do you think it really matters much on the Vikings side that he will not be there?
No, I think not for their upside. I mean, again, I think you want to use Justin Jefferson as sort of the anchor of the team. That's what he is. This team will, if they win a division, it'll be because Kirk Cousins plays really well. Justin Jefferson is very good. And Brian Flores kind of revamps that defense as defensive coordinator. So I think Dalvin Cook made a difference. But just the ability to replace running backs in this area, it's just never been easier to do that. So I think they'll be okay.
All right, I also will note this. I have no idea who it was that was picked in the draft in the fifth, sixth, seventh round at running back. I'm sure there were a bunch. There were probably 15 guys that were picked in the fifth, sixth, or seventh round. Here is a guarantee. Two or three of those will be starting for their teams and be great this year. Like, that's what's going to happen. We've seen it happen year after year after year. There is a fifth, sixth, seventh round pick who becomes, and all of a sudden, if you're in a fantasy league, nobody draft them. The first week of the waiver wire, everybody's running to get them because that's what will happen. That's what's going to happen this year. So while I do think Dalvin Cook really helps in some ways the Jets, I think it's of no – my guess is, and I don't know this, Myron, did the Vikings draft a fifth, sixth, or seventh round running back? I bet they did. Right,
I think they added someone late in the draft, but
yeah. So I don't know who it is.
It doesn't. Behind him.
It doesn't even matter. Like you, maybe Pat, our producer, can pick the name out. But I don't care who it is. His name may be Bob from Twitter, but I guarantee
you and Bob, man.
I'm just telling you, his name may be Bob. He will have a big year. It's the fantasy football marathon. I know very little about fantasy. Look at me, and I know this is true. Whoever Minnesota picked in the fifth or sixth, seventh round, but pick them up because Myron, they will be very productive because that's just what happens in the NFL now. These young running backs are where you make your money.
So Matt is saying pick up Dwayne McBride, seventh round pick at a UAB.
Dwayne McBride, you mark this down. Take your pen and write it. Dwayne McBride, UAB. Fantasy football sleeper, Matt Jones Myron is calling it right now. I'm picking Dwayne McBride in my draft.
I like it. I like it. Let's see what happens. I also think the Dalvin Cook situation, it's bad for Jonathan Taylor, though, right? Like, if Dalvin Cook's not getting big money, you know,
then
what are
neither
you
is Jonathan, get, so. Jonathan Taylor. I will say this, 888-SAY-ESPN. If you are like me and you have candy in the early in the morning, call, take up for me. There are people crushing me saying you shouldn't eat candy in the morning. I know I'm not the only one. If you do, 888-SAY-ESPN, give me a little love. And get ready for the season with ESPN's Fantasy Football. Sign up at ESPN.com/FFL or download the ESPN Fantasy app. It's fun, easy, and free to play. And pick up Dwayne McBride, UAB. Are the Cowboys facing the most pressure of any NFL team outside of New York? That's next here on Mornings on ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is ESPN Radio.
Adam Schefter reports Cowboys offensive lineman Zach Martin will get a reworked contract which pays him more than $36 million guaranteed over the next 2 years.
He adds about an additional $8.5 million plus. Both of the years have been fully guaranteed, so one holdout is over. The Cowboys get back their guard. A victory for both.
Zach Martin is one of the best run-blocking guards in the NFL. He's also one of the best pass-protecting guards in the NFL. A no-brainer for Dallas.
That's right. It's ESPN's Fantasy Football Marathon presented by Progressive Insurance. Yes, this is my kind of jam here, Myron.
Mine too.
Are you there? Are you still with me?
I'm here.
Or are you just dancing?
I'm dancing. Right. Do you know people are talking about my dancing?
No, people
are not talking about it.
I'm looking to see what people are talking about.
There's a comment. Christina says, Metcalf by ESPN, dancing on ESPN Radio is the best. We need more shoulder shimmy. So they want to see me do a little more, man. Like, the people are talking about it.
They're trying to, like, when you're getting instruction on how to dance better, that doesn't mean they necessarily like it. Now, Jason was one of the early haters, and he said, you know what? You guys are cool. It's just tough to wake up in the morning and see your two faces. I don't think that's very nice, though. I mean,
what's that supposed to be?
Yeah, I mean, we look like pleasant enough. I smile more than anybody. Myron's got the most infectious laugh in the world. Yeah. Isn't that a good start to the morning? Yes, he put powder on.
And I'm wearing foundation.
This morning.
I'm wearing like foundation and stuff, so I hope I don't look that bad, man.
That's right. Sports with strawberries. Now, that's a good name for a Twitter account.
That's a name.
Says the two sports with strawberries says the two guys on right now so far, they're okay, to be determined later. All right. Well, that's good.
Hey, they're at least tough.
Yes.
What's wrong with this morning crowd? Like, why are y'all so harsh?
Listen, Twitter's harsh, but you know what? Dang. We're still doing our thing here on ESPN Radio. Now, the Cowboys are, of course, kind of on the clock this year. Maybe the franchise that is in the most pressure of anyone to win. Dan Orlovsky's ESPN's NFL analyst. They re-signed Zach Martin, and Dan said it is a no-brainer after that decision.
And not really any hesitation or doubt that this was going to happen. One, he's their best player, so this deal needed to get done. Two, if we're just being honest about where the division is, I mean, this is the division that is loaded at the defensive tackle position with both guys in Washington, Payne and Jonathan Allen, Dexter Lawrence for the New York Giants, and obviously Philadelphia has got 900 defensive linemen that can play. So, you know, Zach Martin is one of the best run-blocking guards in the NFL. He's also one of the best pass-protecting guards in the NFL, a no-brainer for Dallas.
Now, nobody hates the Cowboys and Mike McCarthy more than you, Myron. But now that they have Zach Martin, is this the year in a very down NFC they actually get it done?
Yeah, I mean, we've only been asking that question for 25 years, right? So maybe things change, huh? I just, you know, I don't know that they're close to Philly or better than Philly. So that's my initial hesitation. I don't think they're better than San Francisco, but I do think they're number three potentially.
Well, let me bring in Kimberly Martin. She's joining us. She's ESPN's NFL reporter. Kimberly, before we start, I don't know if you can see, but in the box next to us, Myron is not only with us, but he put shoes behind him. He decided he wanted to showcase some of his new shoes in his backdrop. Yeah. He has a pair of Jordans and a pair of Giannis's. Now, I told him that Giannis's great player, bad shoe. He won't believe me, so Kimberly, up to you.
Yeah, I'm not rocking with those shoes ever.
No.
No?
What?
I mean, no. I mean,
what's the problem with them? They're Jordans, though.
What exact? I would love to see the fit. What would be the fit that you would put on to make those acceptable? That's really where I'm at.
Thank you.
You know what? Let me tell America the story.
Okay.
These people have talked about my shoes for years.
Yeah,
you know, you don't have Jordans.
Kimberly, it's out of love.
And then I bought some Jordans.
Is it not out of love? Kimberly, it's out of love. Like, you and I are both sneakerheads. I'm not expecting people to be sneakerheads, but we want Myron not to embarrass us in public. Correct?
You know what? I am not a self-proclaimed sneakerhead. I'm just somebody who knows what she likes, like the pair of Jordan 1 Green Gorgeous I got on. I just like what I like. I do not like what Myron has in the background.
What's wrong with it, though, Kim? It's the Jordans. I think there's a little bit of yellow, some teal in there. I think, you know, it's good. It's a good starter kit for a guy who's trying to become a shoe guy, right?
Something about how the fit you have on makes me feel less confident that you're going to put together an outfit that
Thank
would
you very
look
much.
Cute. That's all.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. There are multiple players that have great shoes. Unfortunately, Steph Curry and Giannis, the greatness on the court, Kimberly, has not translated to shoes. And two of the four pairs Myron has bought when he's gotten shoes have been Steph Curry and Giannis.
See, Myron wants to do the most. And I just need him to do the bare minimum, right? That's the problem. That's why every Sunday, Myron and I, we do the radio every Sunday, and we always go through this. And I just want Myron just to be basic.
Well, I tried to be basic, and you all talked about my
shoes.
That's
not basic. What you have is not basic. That's not basic. That's below basic. That's like basic wishes you could reach that because that's so much lower. Kimberly, I won't make you just talk shoes. So talk to me about the Cowboys for a second. Now that they've signed Martin, do you believe they are all in this year? Is this the Cowboys' year?
You know, I hate to talk about the Cowboys on First Take because, like Myron said, we've literally been waiting. Like, this is the Cowboys' year. They have the roster. And somehow they find a way to beat themselves, honestly. History tells you not to be all in, to not think that this is going to be the Cowboys' year. But again, I ask you, America, at what point is it going to be the Cowboys' year? I will say, I'm thrilled for my cousin Zach Martin that he is back in the fold because I was getting worried, particularly when I heard Jerry Jones' comments about, well, you know, he got paid well the last time he got his contract and we got to pay a lot of guys. We got to pay Micah. This shows you that people have money for who they want to have money for. So as much as Jerry was talking about how there isn't money, he found some coins in the couch cushion to pay Zach Martin, a generational talent. I think Zach Martin is, to me, he's the most important player on this Cowboys team because I don't care if he's not on the field. I don't care whether it's Tony Pollard. I don't care if they had brought back Zeke. I don't care if they had the continuity on the offensive line is key. So I'm very happy for them. So this makes me feel good about the Cowboys. Is this their year? Why the hell not? I don't know. Who knows?
If Dak Prescott has another rocky year through 15 picks in 12 games last year, is there a world where we're going to start talking about life after Dak in Dallas in that scenario?
I think we are nearing the precipice of that, of entering that sort of realm of where we question, is Dak the guy? Now, I find those questions ridiculous myself because if you've watched Dak's career, last year was a complete aberration. He's always been a guy who's protected the football. He's never what was disturbing or alarming was the fact that he had missed five games and still was tied for the league lead in interceptions. That's not going to happen again. I just think statistically, the law of averages, that wasn't going to happen again anyway. But I think if this Cowboys team finds if this is another disappointing season, if this is another season where, yes, they make the playoffs, but it's an early exit, we're going to be talking about, is Dak the answer long term? And I think it's an unfortunate conversation, but it's a conversation I know we'll be having just because it's the Cowboys.
Talking to Kimberly Martin. Thank you very much. Kimberly, I hate that we always have to do this on the shoe thing, but it's really because you're the only person that will back me up. I'll have a conversation with him, and I'll just say, listen, man, no on the Giannis, and he won't believe me. He will believe you. That's the only reason I bring you into it.
I just need, Myron, I just need you to start with the ones. I like ones personally. People tell me you need to diversify. Okay. I don't care about all that. But they look good on everyone.
Yes.
Like, I need you to start just there.
Just start with this. Get the UNC. Just get the UNC toe. Kimberly, wouldn't that be a good start for him?
It's very simple. Like, I'm literally just showcasing.
Just get that.
Jordan 1s. Each week, I'm literally giving you the catalog. I'm Jay-Z giving you the blueprint, and you just won't follow.
I'm getting a different catalog, apparently, in my house, because I don't think I have the one that you all are getting. So if you all can
see
that.
We are not reading the same publication,
I'm telling you,
my friend.
The Giannis ones aren't even on the catalog. Like, it's not that it's at the elite. It's like, seriously, at the coupon section of the newspaper when you do
like
that.
Coupons,
Kimberly Martin, ESPN's NFL reporter, thank you very much for your time. We'll try to continue to help Myron with his shoe game and talk if it's Patrick Mahomes. Is his opportunity to go for 7 Super Bowls? People think that can happen. Can it continue with number 3 this year? That's next right here on Mornings on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This is ESPN Radio.
Mahomes, end zone. He's got another.
I think he's going to eclipse Tom Brady as the GOAT.
He never missed against a defense that was absolutely spectacular.
Worry about legacy and winning rings more than making money at this moment.
Patrick Mahomes, the greatest quarterback on planet Earth.
It is Mornings here on ESPN Radio. ESPN2 is on your television screen. ESPNU, we're everywhere you want to be. I want to thank Kimberly Martin for joining us. She helped me roast Myron Shoes live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, and that is brought to you by Chase. Myron, again, people have lots of words to say, but most people, the one thing no one's done is take up for me for eating candy in the morning. Now, I don't do it every morning, just for the record, but this 6 a.m. stuff, you got to wake up. I threw it out there, 888-SAY-ESPN. And I said, will one of you take up for me? And no one called. And I know most everything someone calls, so maybe I'm the only person that does gummy cluster nerds in the morning, but it's good, and I recommend it for you folks at home as a way when you have to get energy and when you're up at an earlier time than usual.
Well, I mean, two things. I think, one, if people do eat gummy clusters in the morning, they're not going to admit it publicly.
And they should.
I think number two, I'm just convinced you have stock in these gummy clusters, because the way you talk about it is unlike anything I've ever heard you talk about before.
Listen, so, I'm not trying. I wish I had stock in it. It is the best. I guarantee you, if you try it, you'll love it. And I'll just leave it at that, because I don't want people to think I'm, like, trying to do something I'm not. I just guarantee you it's the best candy. It's to the point that when I've tried to sort of get in some shape, Myron, I had to hide my stock of it so that I couldn't find it because I didn't want to be able to get access to it.
How'd you hide it from yourself?
It's hard. That is difficult, to be fair, to hide it from yourself. Patrick Mahomes.
You put it in a cabinet.
And I just try to forget about it. That's the goal. Try to forget about it. Patrick Mahomes recently was talking about,
on or something, like
about chasing Tom Brady's 7 Super Bowls. He said he wants to beat Tom Brady's record. He told Peter King, quote, 7's a lot, but I'll strive to get as close as I can to win 7 Super Bowls and be in 10. It's crazy to even think about, even for me today. But the other stats kind of come with it. I knew it at Texas Tech. I put up a lot of stats but didn't win games. And when I got to the NFL, I knew I wanted to be a winner first, try to win Super Bowls, and give my team the best that I can. I love the specificity of this guy. I want to win 7 Super Bowls but be in 10. He acknowledges he's going to lose some Super Bowls. He's like, you know what? I've been to one and lost, so I acknowledge I will lose some. I love the goal. I love the thought process. I love saying this is what I'm going to do. Do you think he has any chance, Myron, of actually doing it?
There's a chance. I don't think he'll get there. But I think this will be the shadow over his career. I mean, this is what LeBron has faced with Michael Jordan. I think what we're saying is this is LeBron MJ, right? If Brady's MJ, he's LeBron. Can you catch Brady? It's just a far more difficult task. We haven't had a back-to-back champ in 20 years. I think, to me, in this landscape – it's the most competitive NFL of all time. And the other problem, I think, Matt, compared to when Brady did it, is the money's so much different. So, like, New England could get all those guys on these sort of cost-effective deals who wanted to win Super Bowls. Now you got teams offering linebackers and defensive ends $15, $20 million a year. They're not joining you and giving up that kind of money and taking a massive pay cut. So it's going to be harder to keep good teams together as well.
But Mahomes is actually in a position to do it in an interesting way because Mahomes can take the cut himself, right?
That's fair.
And that is a – that's a very unique thing, and I it's interesting that the great ones in football have a tendency to do that while the great ones in basketball don't. You know what I mean? I mean, we haven't seen great basketball players intentionally take less money. I think Steph maybe took slightly less money one year.
Tim Duncan did it.
Tim Duncan. But there are not many guys that will do that, whereas in football, Brady did it, Manning did it, Rodgers is doing it. I can easily see Patrick Mahomes doing it. So I actually think there's a world where he can kind of take some control and make that happen in a way that a lot of people wouldn't. I don't think he'll do it for a variety of reasons, but I actually think he has a chance. I mean, in football, the quarterback is what matters. He, I think, will be one of the best 3 to 4 quarterbacks for the next decade, if not longer. If that's the case, Myron, why not? Winning 6 is hard, or 7, but I think if you made me bet now, I would set the over-under at 4.5, and I could see betting over.
I don't know, man. It's just going to be so difficult to reach that number in the competitive NFL that we have now. I don't think Brady would do it now. And I'll tell you why I wouldn't bet on Mahomes to get that number. Burrow, Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Tua.
We got to stop saying Herbert. He hasn't won anything. Why do we keep throwing Herbert? Well, no, I don't understand why we keep throwing Herbert in it. Like, I'm for Burrow. I'll let you throw Allen in there. Certainly Rodgers. I'll even give you Tua because he only really had 1 year. But what is it that Justin Herbert – I'm not saying he's not great, but why are we putting him in that group yet?
Okay, through 3 years – go find a quarterback with more passing yards.
How many playoff wins? Just out of curiosity.
But I mean, okay, but he's in an era with Burrow and some of these other great quarterbacks.
Who've won those playoff games.
Listen, Herbert has a different team and circumstance. But I think in terms of the talent, Herbert is going to play his way into that conversation. And I think the AFC is why you don't bet on Mahomes to go and win 7. He's up against a bunch of young quarterbacks who are going to make it very difficult for him to approach that number. And again, I don't think Brady would have won 7 in this era. This is a very competitive NFL where everybody's good. The money's incredible, so you can't keep teams together. I just don't see it happening, man. That is a ridiculous number that I would say we will never see again.
All right. Well, now there are some people who are finally taking up for me on the candy. So let's see. Willie in Ohio, do you have candy for breakfast?
Gotta know it. I eat candy all day, every day.
Thank you, Willie. What's your candy of choice?
Well, I eat the zebra cakes, now laters.
Zebra cakes.
You know,
wow.
I've been my.
Listen to this.
I don't believe you now. I don't believe you. Hold on, Willie. You called it Ike and Mike.
I don't care if you believe instead of, me or not.
Hold on. So here's my thing. Here's my thing, Willie. Hold on, Willie.
Wait a minute, Willie. Stop talking. We're about to hang up.
Hold on, Willie. You called it Ike and Mike. It's a Mike and Ike. So I'm now questioning your credibility on candy.
That's true. Did you go to a
unless
dollar
that's a different candy.
Wait a minute. Hang on just a second. Did you go to like a dollar store and find Ike and Mike and thought it was
did
the real thing?
No, bro. I'm
was that the
brother.
Dude at the
that's
barbershop selling that candy?
You call them Ike and Mike.
You call them that.
Okay. In Ohio, they call them Ike and Mike. Okay. I didn't know that.
I don't know who those guys are.
All right, I appreciate the call. Here's the thing. I think Willie went to a different store. He went to a store where they have knockoff brands. They sell Bubba Cola, and they sell Ike and Mike, and they sell, you know, Littles instead of Skittles. Yes. I don't think there's an Ike and Mike. I think he goes
to a different store. Outside my barbershop, there's a dude who will sell you an advanced copy of whatever movie's coming out in 3 months. An unlocked cell phone and some Ike and Mikes for $32. So I think I could understand where Ike
you know
and
where
Mike's
you got that. All right,
from.
Ryan is in Texas. Ryan, are you a candy in the morning guy?
Yes. Every morning I have every week I buy like a 5-pound thing of gummy bears. That is my morning breakfast.
Listen to
myself.
This.
See?
Are y'all okay? What? Are y'all okay?
5 pounds of
well, I don't think he's Ryan, saying. Ryan, I don't think. Hang on. Ryan, I don't think, to be fair, Ryan, I don't think Ryan is saying he eats 5 pounds every morning. Right, Ryan?
Not every morning. Not every morning. But I get, for me, it's just something I do during the week. I probably eat probably about a nice little portion. By the end of the week, I'll eat the whole bag.
Oh, so you do a pound. That sounds like you do a pound a day.
Are y'all okay?
What
are you drinking?
Are you okay, Ryan?
Much?
Are you drinking anything healthy, like a water with this, John, or are you just gummy bearing it out?
What is
Capri Sun or something?
For me, it's just a nice Starbucks and a gummy bear. So I work night, so that's my morning breakfast to myself.
Ryan, I'm going to tell you this. Starbucks and 5 pounds of gummy bears. I hope you make regular visits to your doctor because – I don't know, man. That Ryan's sounds like a difficult combination.
You know what they say. I appreciate the call. A pound of gummies a day keeps the doctor away. That's exactly right. Or at least
that man walks it. Do you think he goes to the same place every Sunday and buys his 5 pound bag of gummy bears? Like,
hey, listen, I eat 9 or 10 little gummy clusters. I don't feel as bad with Mr. Pound of Gummy Bears over there. We got other people on who do the same thing, and we will deal with them. Plus, if you have Myron Metcalf's view of the NFL, I will tell you whether you're crazy. That's next here on Mornings on ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Oh, but first he's going to tell you something. Go ahead, Myron.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every... Stop, dude.
What is that voice? What is that voice? What is that voice you're doing?
We got to make money, man. Let me do this. Let me start
over. Okay, go for it.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by.
This is ESPN Radio.
That's right. It is mornings on ESPN Radio. I was about to say Sunday mornings, but it is not. It's Tuesday. Matt Jones, Myron Metcalf here. You can get ready for the season with ESPN's fantasy football. That's so for real. Sign up at ESPN.com/FFL or download the ESPN Fantasy app. It's fun, easy, and free to play. Myron, the dancing's just happening this morning. A lot of people didn't think I would do it, but I'll do it for So For Real, Candy Rain.
Hey, what a hit. And then I was looking at the lyrics again, and this was a very young group when they dropped this. And a line that says, have you ever loved someone so much you thought you'd die? That's some young stuff,
that's
right?
A lot
that's some
young
like
people.
14, 15-year-old crush stuff, man.
Yeah, I think this was like song. in a skating rink, wasn't it? And they were skating around and doing their thing. That's right. We talked a little bit. Myron thought it was weird. Some of the producers that I
was eating a little bit of candy for breakfast, and then some people.
And then you called all the candy addicts, apparently.
I said, if you have a candy or a weird breakfast thing, let us know. 888-SAY-ESPN, and people are getting in. We had a guy who just bought a 5-pound bag of gummy bears to eat in the morning, which is a lot. But I'm told Tommy in Jacksonville has something that's a lot, too. Tommy, what is your breakfast treat?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I'm straight from Duval, and every once in a
see,
while,
see, first of all,
I'll
everybody in Jacksonville, hang on just a second. Hang on just a second. Everybody in Jacksonville wants to tell you where they're from. They all love to say Duval, and that's great. I love people with pride in their town, but go ahead, Duval.
All right. Yes, sir. Every once in a while, I'll catch myself having a root beer float for breakfast.
What? A root beer float. So that's like root beer, ice cream, and like ice whipped cream. You have that for breakfast?
I will have that for breakfast. Yes, sir.
How many times a week are we talking about root beer float for breakfast?
Once, maybe twice if I'm feeling frisky.
If he's feeling frisky, Myron, okay. Do you like that? Is that acceptable to you?
It's a lot. It's a lot. But I will also say, and I don't mean any disrespect to these people, Jacksonville is its own place.
It is.
You know, even within Florida. Right? Florida is its own place. But Jacksonville within Florida, it's its own thing.
Yeah,
so
let me
nothing
ask you
really
a question,
shocks
Tommy,
me out of Jacksonville.
For people who haven't been to Jacksonville, they don't totally understand. Like, Jacksonville is one of those places you can be on one street, and then you go on another street, and you're like, this is not that street I was just on. And, like, you almost need a map to know where that is. Am I right about that?
Yes, sir. You are correct. And I live at the beach, and shoot, it takes me 45 minutes just to get across town, and you pass through so many demographics.
It is an interesting place. I enjoy Jacksonville.
They love Jacksonville.
But you got to be ready
for Jacksonville
it.
Love it.
Let's go to Grant, Michigan. What is your breakfast of choice? What's your breakfast of champions?
All right, so first off, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I had a little bit of advice for you guys on how to wake up in your mornings, and it involves candy.
Are you awake?
Oh, I'm very awake.
Give it to me. What is it?
All right, so I wake up pretty early in the morning, probably about 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. I work early in the morning. I take a 200-milligram caffeine pill, and then I eat a box of Sour Patch Kids. I wash that down with a 12-ounce Mountain Dew, and then a 32-ounce bottle of Gatorade.
There you go, and this is all by 6 a.m.?
Yep.
All right. You know what, Byron? That'll wake you up and probably keep you up and potentially raise your blood pressure for eternity. That's not how I would recommend it, Myron, but that's one way to get your day started.
Yeah, I guess part of me wonders, do any of these people want to see 40, or what is the goal?
Is Grant's heart okay?
Yeah, like, you know, I don't really understand.
See, this is why a lot of people listening and living out in America, one of the things I like about this show is you can let people all around the country understand what's happening in other parts of the country. And there's a lot of healthy people that think they got to get up and have like a protein bar and then they go run, and they don't realize they're the Grants out there in Michigan.
Focus
just
people.
Sitting there eat, like throwing down Mountain Dew and gummy clusters and caffeine pills. And you know what? Grant's going to be like Keith Richards, Myron. He's going to outlive us all because he's just living his life.
Yeah, all those protein shake workout people who want to live, man. It's crazy what they do, you know, when they get up in the morning.
Let's try Ronnie.
Try to eat a regular breakfast.
Ronnie in Oklahoma, what is a good Oklahoma breakfast?
Hey, man, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. Man, I've been listening to y'all the last 2 mornings. I like it. As far as the nerd clusters go, that's the best candy out there.
Thank you. Blue ones
are the best. But
the blue ones
good
are
stuff.
Good.
Might get off on a tangent here, but it's probably a regional breakfast, chocolate gravy, biscuits and chocolate gravy.
What?
Wait a minute. Hang on. I don't know about this. What biscuits with like chocolate sauce on it?
What?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I moved to Oklahoma from Southern California in like grade school, and chocolate gravy out here is a thing.
What? I don't know what chocolate gravy is. Is chocolate sauce?
Is it just chocolate sauce like Hershey's?
Let's see. Do you use cocoa? Babe, how do you make that? It's cocoa powder, I guess, yeah.
I mean, I love that she's in the back going, it's cocoa. Okay. Actually, put, you know what? You know, hey, hang on just a second.
Let me talk to her.
Yeah, Ronnie, put your wife on. I want to ask her a question.
Real quick. Yeah, we're going to ask her how
you
Maybe
you got to come here.
Hang on. She'll get to us when she gets to us, Myron. She's got things to do there in Oklahoma.
She's stirring the chocolate gravy.
Come on, Ronnie, go ahead and give it to her. This is live national radio and television. I do need to get her on. Come on.
Yeah, I'm on here. What's up?
Okay, what's your name?
Ashley.
Ashley, did you grow up in Oklahoma?
I sure did.
What was the name of the town?
Stigler.
Stigler, Oklahoma. Okay. How do you make chocolate gravy?
I've never made it, but I've had it, and it's delicious. It's cocoa powder. You make it just like you're making gravy, but you add a little cocoa powder and sugar in it, and it makes it sweet.
Oh, so it's like biscuits and gravy, wow. But the gravy just has cocoa powder in it.
Yes.
I love that
and it's delicious. I say you try it.
So how did you get this dude from Southern California to move to Stigler, Oklahoma?
Probably that chocolate gravy.
Love.
Love. There you go. Well, thank you very much, Ronnie and you. I can't remember her name, but thank you very much.
Ashley.
Thank you very much, Ashley. See, this is what America is. A guy in California moves to Oklahoma in part because of chocolate gravy, Mike.
I love that Oklahoma's like, you know what? Gravy's cool. You're going to put a little sugar and chocolate in it.
That's exactly right. Well, we're going to get back to the NFL, although, to be quite frank with you, I enjoy this more than the NFL, but it is ESPN, so I do think we'll get back to the NFL and all that's going on. That's next here on Mornings on ESPN Radio.
This is ESPN Radio. More next.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.